Blog Talk Radio.
This is True Capitalist Radio. True Capitalist Radio.
I am your host, the man they call Ghost.
The badass of business.
Give him capitalism or give him death.
That's it. Period.
Broadcasting from his Skyline Office Studios in beautiful downtown Austin, Texas.
You sound fruitier than a box of Fruit Loops, for Christ's sake.
And now, he'll take it from here. Your host, the prognosticator of prognosticators, the man they call Ghost.
And thank you very much for tuning in with me to another edition of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, folks, I want to thank you very much for tuning in with me. This is episode number 559, episode number 559 for all the folks that are keeping track of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And before we get into anything else, I'd like to ask everybody to please spread this show link around like wildfire and let everybody know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house, and we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, I don't know how long we're going to be on Blog Talk. Let's just put it that way. But for the meantime, blogtalkradio.com/ghost, all right? blogtalkradio.com/ghost. Now, I don't want to talk about any kind of internal things that yours truly and Blog Talk Radio are having, but let's just say for whatever reason, they've just stopped payment on old True Capitalist Radio, and, you know, we're having some discrepancy about it, and, I mean, if they're no longer going to monetize the broadcast, then I am out! I'm out! Anyway, with that being said, don't want to air, you know, internal True Capitalist Radio business out here. But with that being said, you can always get in contact with me, folks, on the last bastion of freedom of speech and social media today. And I'm talking about Gab, folks. I mean, if you don't have a free Gab account, well, by God, do it, man. Freedom of speech, for Christ's sake. You can type in your browser right now, gab.ai. And you can follow me on there under the name Politics Ghost, all right? All one word, no underscores. Politics Ghost is the name to follow, all right? And don't worry, show's not going anywhere. Everything's fine. We just may have to go to another alternative. Things don't start culminating in something positive here in the next couple of weeks. That's all I'm saying, all right? Now, with that being said, it is Wednesday. And let's discuss what we're going to talk about today. Obviously, in the first hour, the financial hour, we're going to break down cryptocurrency, stocks, etc. A lot of things coming out of the Federal Reserve that are implicating stocks, to say the least. So we're going to talk about that in the first hour. The second hour, folks, we're going to talk about President Trump. Now, President Trump congratulated Vladimir Putin for winning his fake Russian election. Now, I know that's triggered a lot of people, and I'm for one who understands the president. I understand that actions speak louder than words, and I'm going to explain that everybody out there needs to calm their asses down just because he cordially congratulated Vladimir Putin for winning his fake election doesn't mean that they're going to start selling uranium, all right, to each other. Do you understand? Hillary, Obama, huh? I mean, this is just straight-up diplomacy. This is how heads of state need to kind of discuss and have dialogues with one another. And meantime, the nation states are acting accordingly. I mean, I don't want to get into what I want to discuss here now in the second hour, but just how much respect that they gave the president when the president went to China. I mean, did you see the literal red carpet that they rolled out for President Trump when he visited China? Did you see the kind of respect that Xi Jinping gave President Trump? I mean, and they were hugging and kissing, and now we could be potentially on a trade war. You've got China saber-rattling. I mean, this is how international relations works, folks, okay? I know that CNN and MSNBC, they want to hyper-sensationalize the fact that, oh, my God, Donald Trump congratulated Vladimir Putin. Oh, my God. People are idiots, man. Learn a little bit about international relations and foreign policy, and then you'll start understanding why heads of state need to be cordial to one another to a certain extent, all right? At least for face value, you nimrods. Then we're going to talk about Friday, folks. If these assholes in Congress don't come up with a budget, and let's be honest, they've come up with one. Have you seen them all over the news? They were all over there. Yeah, we're going to come up with a budget. We think that we're going to come to an agreement with something by Thursday. We're not going to let the government shut down. Lest we forget, folks, Friday is the deadline for another government shutdown. That's right, another government shutdown. So with that being said, folks, all these bureaucrats in Congress, they're all coming out, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, saying there's no worries. Both sides, GOP and the Democrats, are coming up with some kind of an omnibus bill. Everything's going to be okay. And unfortunately, folks, it's not going to be okay. Have you checked out the bill that has been shoved down the throats out here in the House, thanks to Speaker of the House Paul Ryan? And I'm tired of this asshole being the Speaker of the House. If the House is lost in 2018, it's that asshole's fault! It's that stupid asshole's fault! I'm sick and tired of Paul Ryan. I'm sick and tired of this guy. This guy is allowing a bill to go through his house, a $106 billion omnibus bill, okay? $106 billion, and you know what? I don't even want to get into what it's funding, but I'll tell you what it isn't funding. It isn't funding the border wall. It isn't funding immigration reform. It isn't doing anything. It's a freaking sham, once again, underscoring that while all these assholes that are supposed to be representing us out there in Washington, D.C. are supposed to be, quote, doing work for the American people, all they're doing is just giving away more and more of our tax dollars to whoever's going to get all these goddamn contracts. I mean, this is $1.6 trillion. Not billion, trillion with a T, trillion. $1.6 trillion. Now, who's going to get all that money, man? I mean, people need to ask themselves these questions. Who's going to receive all that money and why? And I'm going to be honest, the president has come out today and says he's going to veto this son of a bitch. And you want to know something? I think that that's why the House, and obviously, I guess the Senate is going to, you know, pass its version of this or okay this or whatever the case might be. But I think that they're going to shove this down the throat of the president and force him to veto it so that that both sides can say, oh, look, the president, he doesn't care. Look, he wants to shut down the government. He doesn't give a crap. I mean, it's just pure political BS. And I'm not sure if you're tired of it, but I'm sick and tired of it. I'll tell you that right goddamn now. I'm tired of it. So we're going to talk about what's in this $1.6 trillion omnibus bill that the president is threatening to veto if there's nothing. I mean, look, he's asked for many different things, all right? First and foremost, he wanted border security, border wall, border funding. Okay, and he got a fraction of what he was asking for from this Congress. He was asking close to $25 billion in not just the border wall, border funding, more ICE agents, more border agents, you know, more technology, etc. And you know what this Congress gave this? $1.3 billion. $1.3 billion. The president asked for $25 billion. I mean, and where's all this other money going? It's crap, man. I'm telling you, these assholes in Washington, D.C., I hope you know, folks, at this point, are not representative of you. These people are the equivalent of an organized criminal organization. I'm going to continue to say this. All right? I'm going to continue to say this unless the United States people start conducting themselves in a serious political capacity, we are going to continue to see this type of theft that's happening to our tax system. Unless we forget, folks, I mean, this isn't coming out of our pockets per se. We're putting more and more debt on the United States. The United States' national deficit just reached $21 trillion. And by the way, it looks how this so-called House, remember when Paul Ryan claimed that he was a fiscal conservative and all that? That's what he ran on. That's what his whole goddamn MO was. Here this guy is okaying a $1.6 trillion goddamn bill just to sustain the goddamn government for the rest of the year. It's pathetic! Hypocrites, man! That's why I try to give people as much information on this broadcast as you possibly can. They're not talking about this on the media. All they're talking about is the looming deadline this Friday and whether or not you know, there's going to be a deal done. But I think that they're poised. These assholes in Congress are poised to put some ridiculous garbage that has nothing to do with the president's agenda, $1.6 trillion on the president's desk, and they're going to force the president to veto it, and you know what? I think he should. I'm tired of these scumbags in Washington, man, and you should too, all right? Now, I want to be honest with you. In this past election that was supposed to be some big litmus test for 2018, you know, this Pennsylvania, Saccone, and Lamb, all right? Lamb being the moderate Democrat that won that election by a hair. You know what that says to me? That says to me that even though Pennsylvania may have gone Democrat in that regard, this guy Lamb is a centrist Democrat. As a matter of fact, when he came out and spoke, he said that he's willing to work with anyone that can help the American worker. You know, he's pretty much the old school Democrat the way they used to. He is not the progressive Democrat, the ultra freak show pinko liberal Democrat that has come to encapsulate the whole party. And in my personal opinion, I don't think that electing some Democrats in houses or in positions in the Senate that are dominated by establishment Republicans, so long as the Democrats are first non-establishment themselves and are centrists. And the reason I say this, folks, is we need a completely new group, a whole new group of assholes in Washington, D.C. At this point, you all know that the Democrats and the Republicans are the same freaking party. They're the same crap, different plank. I mean, look at how all of a sudden they're coming together and everything's all good. McConnell and Schumer are, you know, fluffing each other's asses. And Paul Ryan is like, oh, we're going to get things done. $1.6 trillion. None of it is funding any of the president's agenda. And this is a clear slap in the face to our president. And that's why I continue to tell each and every one of you, our president needs us more than any time before. I mean, we need to somehow conjure up the spirit of 2016 when every one of us were doing everything we can to support the Trump train, to amplify the truth, to show people that, look, we have to have Trump in office to redirect America back to Americana and less to a centralized globalist idea. And we did it. We did it, man. And we can do it again, but we need you, each and every one of you that were out there in 2016 causing a digital ruckus, making the memes, manifesting meme magic. We need you again, for Christ's sake. Don't just sit there. This is a government made for the people and by the people, But once again, if the people fall asleep at the wheel, for the past 40 or 50 years, you're witnessing the direct consequence of those actions. If you fall asleep at the wheel, we're going to continue to allow these soulless scumbags in Washington, D.C. to continue to give away not only our tax money, but our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren's future. So wake the hell up. I'm telling you, man, we need the spirit of 2016 again, for Christ's sake, man. Wake up! Come on! Anyway, let me continue going, folks. We're also going to talk a little bit in the second hour about the Austin bombings. That's right. They finally caught the bastard, and, I mean, to my chagrin, I guess the listeners were right. I suggested that it was a possible Yehudi or a black Muslim trying to bomb minorities to, you know, build a narrative. But I guess some of the racist components of my listener base was right, because they said, oh, come on, Ghost. No black man knows how to operate or construct a bomb in that capacity. It had to be somebody that was white. Well, you were right, all right? It was a white 24-year-old by the name of Mark Anthony Condon. We're going to talk about this kid. Of course, much like the explanation for the Las Vegas mass shooting, there is an unknown motive for these bombings. Now, I know that you've got lamestream media out here trying to conjure up blog posts that this young man did when he was, what was it? This was 2012 blog posts. They're trying to, like, get a glimpse into the mind of a 24-year-old kid. Obviously, you know, who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if psychotropic drugs were somehow involved with this kid. Believe me, I kid you not, I'd like for somebody to investigate that, whether or not this kid was on some psychotropic drugs. But you got the media finding, you know, 2012 blog posts from a 24-year-old kid. I mean, do you understand how young this brat would have been if he was writing blog posts in 2012, you morons? Oh, I'm going to get an insight. Anyway, regardless, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Facebook and the Cambridge Analytica scandal, folks. Now, of course, Zuckerberg, with his fucking asses on the hot seat, excuse my French, but I don't like this son of a bitch, and I don't like Facebook, all right? But this goddamn son of a bitch's ass is on the hot seat, and you know what Zuckerberg comes out and does? He's the victim now. Oh, typical liberal! Typical liberal. I'm the victim. I don't know. We're going to audit our app department and make sure that this never, ever happens again. Let me tell you something. In the second or third hour, I'm going to lay down an argument on not only why Mark Zuckerberg should be removed from Facebook, I think he should potentially go to jail for insider trading. Folks, how long did Mark Zuckerberg, whatever his name is, how long did he know about this scandal before it became public? Because he miraculously this past September put in a request, because, you know, when you're a CEO of the company and you own a massive amount of shares, you have to make it public ahead of time how much you're going to sell of your shares. And he notified the SEC, Mark Zuckerberg, back in September that he was going to sell close to, what is it, $40 billion of his shares within the next 18 months. Okay? 18 months. And this was back in September. It is now March. How much has he sold from September to now? And when did he know about the Cambridge Analytica scandal? He obviously knew it years ahead of time. I mean, there's no reason to not think he didn't. He is the CEO, unless he's completely incompetent. I mean, these are questions that need to be asked here. And I think that Mark Zuckerberg should be prosecuted for insider trading. Martha Stewart went to prison for less than this. For less than this. So I think it's the end of Mark Zuckerberg, and those of us that are a part of the memetics, meme magic, we need to throw those memes around like wildfire, baby. All right? Mark Zuckerberg for prison 2020, baby. Right? You stupid, wide-eyed, big-pupiled prick. You thought that you were going to be able to run for president? How does it look now, Zuckerberg? How does it look now, boy? Stupid, disingenuous son of a bitch. It couldn't have happened to a better scumbag. That's all I'm saying. All right? It couldn't have happened to a better scumbag. I'm enjoying the fall of Facebook. I'm enjoying the fall of Zuckerberg. I hope that you're grabbing your popcorn and enjoying it, too. Anyway, in the third hour, we're going to get a little bit of international relations. Talk about Africa.
Africa.
The reason we're going to talk about Africa, folks, is because remember I talked about the European Union and how if you take a look at the name European Union and ask yourself, what was the last nation state to call itself a union? The Soviet Union. The union that was the first nation state of communism. And how I said that this whole European Union nonsense is communist in nature. And I said that there was an emerging African Union, even though you idiots thought I was nuts at the time. I said that there was an emerging African Union. And that African Union was going to emerge. Well, it's emerged today, folks. All right? 44 African nations have signed a continent-wide trade pact. So Africa as a continent is now going to trade as one. It is now creating a super nation state amongst the African nations. And there are two nations that refuse to sign, and we're going to talk about that. But what did I tell you, folks? I told you that what's happening across the globe is a centralization of global power. I've said it, and I'm going to continue to say it. You people need to wake up and realize that this is where the world is going. And thank God Donald Trump was elected president to halt the United States from going into this goddamn communist crap. Thank God. But by God, Donald Trump is nothing more than a holding pattern. And that's why I hope some of you that are listening to me out there, or somebody, can emerge as a leader, as a capitalist leader, to sustain the continuity of everything that Donald Trump will build during his tenure and continue to sustain it thereafter. Because we need these capitalist leaders. We need people that are capitalist, that are fearless. But it doesn't seem that we have enough people to even have enough intelligence to tie their own freaking shoe. Kids nowadays don't even know how to write in cursive no more. They don't know shit from Shinola. Anyway, once again, Africa just signed a continent-wide trade pact creating the African Union. We're going to talk about that. And guess what? Since we're talking about unions and we're talking about EU and all this other crap, what did I tell you about these Euro cucks? What did I tell you about the European Union? A bunch of commies, a bunch of communists. Well, Germany has come out today and said it's going to sell chemical weapons technology to Iran. What? 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 To Iran? I mean, this should underscore to all you Eurocucks that are living under this communist nonsense, this should show you where the European Union's loyalty lies, and it lies in Islamic radicalism. Do you understand that? It lies in embracing Jihudis. That's why they're bringing them in. And let me tell you, if you think that this flux that has already done countless damage, probably irreversible damage to Europe, if you thought that first run was something, there's another 3 million coming around the pike, boy. There's another 3 million coming around the pipe going right into the EU nations. And I hope that y'all are ready, boy. I hope y'all are ready. But lest we forget, all you Eurocucks, silence is consent. At least Poland and Hungary are having ball balls and are trying to say, hey, EU, screw you, all right? Hey, EU, screw you! I mean, we need more countries with ball balls like that, for Christ's sake, man. Nobody elected these European Union bureaucrats. I mean, just like the Africans are doing here, the European Union was nothing more than an economic deal. And then within the span of, what, 30 or 40 years, it's turned into a super state. It's now the EU wants its own nuclear weapons. Now the EU wants its own military. Wake up. But this is a slap in the face, man. Germany to sell chemical weapons technology to Iran. Now, what the hell does that say about Merkel and the EU and where they stand? I'm telling you, that's why they're so pro-Jahudi. That's why they're so pro-Jahudi. That's why they let those Jahudis into their goddamn country and allow them to rape their women and not do a goddamn thing about it. Sick, man. Freaking sick. And last but not least, in the third hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum are going to hit China and the world this Friday. Woo! And let me tell you something, man. I know everybody out here in the media is talking about, oh, my God, trade war. Oh, my God, it's going to be awful. Oh, my God, give me a break. You know who it's going to hit the worst? The corporations. Because they're going to have to move the means of production out of China and move it to maybe, I don't know, Mexico. Remember, we talked about that in 2016. We've been in negotiations with Mexico and Canada to renegotiate the NAFTA trade deal. I think that at this point, the United States is talking some sense into NETO or whoever the hell the government apparatus is that's making these economic decisions. But I guarantee you that Mexico could easily suffice the manufacturing component that China brings to the United States' consumption. And the thing is that regardless of how low the wages are in China, the amount of money that it takes for these tankers to go cross the ocean to bring the product from China to the United States, that will be offset because you're right. I mean, if it's in Mexico, if the means of production are in Mexico, you don't need to, the cost of delivering the product is nothing. So it offsets the Chinese cheap labor. And not to mention, the president has opened up more diplomatic ties, more diplomatic communications and travels with Taiwan. And folks, Taiwan has cheaper labor than China. And if you want my personal opinion, I think Taiwanese product is a hell of a lot better than China. I'll tell you that right now. I remember the 70s and the 80s, everything was made out of Taiwan, and it was made fairly decently, man. I mean, you know, you get something made out of China, it's crapped out within 3 to 6 months. You got to go buy some other piece of crap. So anyway, with that being said, we've gone through what we're going to discuss here in the 3 hours on this Wednesday. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about cryptocurrency, folks. Let's get right into the financial hour. Now, we're starting to see some steady climbing of the current market capitalization of the entire cryptocurrency markets. It's starting to steady at about, what, 340, maybe about 330. Current market capitalization for the cryptocurrency markets today is $345 billion in market capitalization for the entire cryptocurrency markets. Let's go ahead and get to Bitcoin. Now, the reason I want to talk about Bitcoin is because obviously it was the first one on the blockchain, and secondly, everybody, it's on the top of everybody's head. You know, whenever you ask anybody about cryptocurrency, the first thing that's going to come out of their mouth is Bitcoin, so you got to cover it. Let's say BTC is the symbol. Current market capitalization for Bitcoin is $151 billion in market capitalization. The current circulating supply for Bitcoin is 16.9 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, it has gone down slightly, 0.28% decrease. Current price for Bitcoin, still under $9,000. I know we saw it pop up above $9,000 for a bit. It is back down, $8,939.79 per Bitcoin. Let's get to Ethereum, ETH. Current market capitalization is $55 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 98 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, it has gone up slightly, 0.17% increase. Current price for Ethereum, ETH, $560.97 per Ethereum. Let's get to Bitcoin Cash. BCH is the symbol. Current market capitalization is $17 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 17 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, it has gone down 2.68%. Current price for Bitcoin Cash, $1,031.64 per Bitcoin Cash. Let's get to Litecoin. Litecoin is also, once again, competing for that alternative to fiat. So that's why I always got to cover it, but Charlie Lee needs to shut his stupid damn sushi-eating mouth. All right, Litecoin, LTC, current market capitalization is $9.4 billion in market cap. The current circulating supply is 55 million in circulation. 55 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, it has gone down 0.40%. Current price for Litecoin, symbol LTC, $168.81 per Litecoin. Now, I want to cover EOS, and the reason I'm covering it, folks, because I think that we're going to see a massive bounce back on this one. We're already starting to see it. That symbol EOS, current market cap is $5.2 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 742 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, EOS has gone up 15.20%, a whopping 15.20%. Current price for EOS, $7.02 per EOS cryptocurrency. Excuse me, Jesus. I'm stumbling and mumbling over my own tongue here, for Christ's sake. Let's get to Monero, symbol XMR. Current market capitalization is $3.4 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply, 15.8 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Monero has gone down 2.76% decrease. Current price for Monero, symbol XMR, $218.47 per Monero. And that likes to run, baby. That likes to run. Remember, pattern or swing trading play on Monero. Let's get to Dash, folks. Love the price on this one. DASH, current market capitalization is $3.4 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 7.9 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, it has gone up 0.47%. Current price for Dash, symbol DASH, $334.26 per Dash. Let's go ahead and get to Quantum, folks. We saw a little bit of a pullback. People are taking profits. But let me tell you, we talked about the Binance contest in which they're giving away tens of thousands of Quantum based on the volume that one trades at Binance. So that's going to fuel the volume. That's going to fuel the demand. And moreover, folks, if you really take a look and research Quantum, aside from the technology component to it, they're already dominating the Asian market when it comes to cryptocurrency. I mean, they just signed a deal a couple of weeks ago in which now Starbucks, you know, Starbucks coffee, you can now pay in South Korea a Starbucks coffee in Quantum, all right, an exclusive deal. And they're continuing to sign exclusive deals like that. And I'm telling you, once the true market of the cryptocurrency world realizes that, holy crap, look, these guys are here for the long term. Let's go. Let's buy it. Let's get a piece of it, baby. I'm telling you this right now, man. Long-term investment reigns supreme. This quantum knocks the hell out of Ethereum's technology. QTUM is the symbol. QTUM. Current market capitalization is $1.7 billion in market cap. The current circulating supply has gone up, folks. It has gone up. It is now up to 88 million in circulating supply. Remember, the total circulating supply will eventually be 100 million and 40, 140 million, or excuse me, 100,465,000 is what the total supply will be. 100,465,000. Current circulating supply, 88 million. In the past 24 hours, quantum has gone down. That's probably a contributing factor on why it's gone down. Quantum has gone down 4.45%. Current price for quantum, symbol QTUM, $20.02. All right, $20.02 per quantum. I want to get to another one, Icon, folks. We've covered this a couple of times in the broadcast in the past. All the investors are going there for some reason. I'm trying to figure out why it is. Let's go ahead and take a look at the social. No, not really. I guess they are. Oh, they are now on BitHum. They are now listed on BitHum, and that's why you're seeing such an increase on Icon. It makes perfect sense. Remember, when you start seeing coins on these humongous exchanges that exchange hundreds of millions, if not billions, in volume, this is what will peak or spike any cryptocurrency when they're added to a place like BitHum or like Binance or Bittrex, etc. So this is where the news is coming from on Icon, that symbol ICX. ICX, current market capitalization is $1.3 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 386 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Icon has gone up 29.58%. 29.58%. Current price for Icon, $3.48 per Icon, baby. Let's continue going, all right? Let's continue going because there's a lot to cover here. Let me take a look at what else we should cover. Hold on. What the hell's going on in here? Get it straight! All right, we're having a technical difficulty, of course. Get it straight, engineer. Come on. Do your magic. You're always back there with all kinds of wires and stuff. Why don't you do something with those wires? Jesus Christ. All right, we're back. Thank you. Thank you. Freaking finally, you moron. Jeez. Anyway. Sorry about that little glitch up, folks. Let's just go ahead and continue on, shall we? I'm going to get to Zcash. All right, ZEC. Current market capitalization for Zcash is $919 million in market capitalization. The current circulating supply, folks, right now is 3.5 million in circulation. That's it, 3.5 million. Now, Zcash, as of today, is, well, it's gone down very, very slightly, a 0.05% decrease. But I'm telling you, I'm liking Zcash at these levels. Watch out for this one to pop, baby. That's all I'm saying. Zcash, symbol ZEC, current price, $260.55 per Zcash. I'm telling you, man, I mean, there's some moves to be made out here. Let me take a couple more of these, and we got to move on, man. Cash, and that's symbol QASH, Crash, or Cash, or what, I don't know how you pronounce that, QASH. We've talked about this one in the past as well, folks. It's another run, big-time run on Cash. Is that how you say it? Cash! 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 I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out, man. Cash is seeing a humongous bump up. Humongous bump up, to say the least. And there's no telling what this is about. I've been trying to look for it. I can't find it. But QASH is the symbol. Current market cap is $249 million in market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 350 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, cash has gone up 26.14%. I mean, good God! Current price for cash, 71 cents. I mean, good God. Anyway, look, we're running out of time here. Let me go ahead and get to 42Coin. Now, once again, 42Coin took a little bit of a contraction because of the major contraction we had last week. It is now slowly starting to bounce back up. And as I stated the last time we were together, I stated that you're never going to see 42Coin at this low of rate. If you want to get into it for the long term, now is the time. And by God, I hope that you heeded that call because now we're bouncing back. Let's go ahead and take a look at 42Coin, symbol 42. Current market capitalization is $1.3 million market cap. The current circulating supply for 42Coin is just 42 coins. That's it. 42 coins, that's it. In the past 24 hours, 42Coin has gone up 1.06%. Current price for 42Coin, symbol 42, $33,098.50 per 42Coin. And with that being said, that's the end of the cryptocurrency markets. Let's go ahead and get right into the stock market because I'm sure everybody's wondering what in the blue hell is going on. Very, very easy explanation, folks. What did I tell you guys? The Federal Reserve. Didn't I tell you that? The Federal Reserve will be the fortune tellers, or I shouldn't say that, the wizards, I say, the money wizards, the interest wizards that are either going to make this stock market go up or down. Now, even though the Federal Reserve just raised the interest rates 0.25% here in this first quarter, which expands the median to about, what, it expands the median since we've been let me get this straight. Hold on. I don't mean to be confusing people, but those of you guys that are all economics majors, I'm trying to get it right, all right? So since the Fed has been raising 0.25 interest, and since they've began to raise interest rates, the median interest rate, including the interest rate hike of today, puts the median interest at about 1.5% to about 1.75%. Okay? Now, what really spooked the stock market today, folks, was the dot plot. That's right, the dot plot of the next 2 years' interest rates by the Federal Reserve. Now, bear with me because this is how the Federal Reserve culminates these types of economic assumptions here, right? Now, as I look at the dot plot, it's one dot away from four dots this year alone. So every time there's a dot this year, that means they're going to raise interest rates. So if that happens, if they add another dot of interest rate hikes for fiscal year 2018, that'll move the median interest to 2.9%. And that of course, includes that extra fourth dot at the end of 2018. Actually, this is implying three dots for 2019. I'm sorry. Adding the four dots for 2018, the three dots for 2019, median moves up to 2.9%. And then the two dots that are scheduled for 2020, it'll move the median up to 3.4%. Now, what the hell does all this mean? This means that the more this median interest rate moves up, the more money you're going to pay in interest for getting loans out, for your credit cards, etc. So if you're getting a house, I would strongly advise getting a house soon so you can get the interest rates that are probably never going to be this low again. I'm going to be honest. They're probably never going to be this low again. And according to the Fed, the reason that they're placing so many interest rate hike dots on the chart is because they're claiming that there's strong jobs. I mean, we're at 3.8 going to 3.6 unemployment, beyond full employment, economic growth justifies the rate hike, and at the same time, they're trying to meet inflation with these rate hikes. So there's a lot of factors in here to justify the Fed's supposed rate hikes here for the next several years, and that's what's being reflected in the market today. That's why if you take a look at today's chart on the Dow, everything was going green until Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve came out and said, well, let me show you the dot chart, and everybody just said, oh, man, interest rates going up. And like I said, folks, the reason the Federal Reserve raises interest rates is to recall all the outstanding dollars that the Federal Reserve has been printing out like it's going out of style. And the reason that they're trying to recall those dollars is to bring back value into the dollar. And let me tell you, they've been printing out money out the wazoo since Greenspan. So that's what they're trying to do whenever they raise interest rates, is recall that money that they've, you know, all those outstanding currency notes, bring some of them back in so that they can bring back value into the dollar. Now, that obviously spooked the markets. Take a look at the chart. Everything was going great until Jerome Powell started talking, and take a look at that chart drop. Drop. It's still dropping in the futures. Let's take a look at the Dow Jones. It is down today 44.96 points. A percentage decrease of 0.18%, closing out the Dow at 24,682.31 points for the Dow Jones Industrial. We've got the S&P 500 also down today, 5.01 points, a percentage decrease of 0.18%, closing out the S&P at 2,711.93 points for the S&P 500. We've got the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is also down, folks, 19.02 points, a percentage decrease of 0.26%, closing out the NASDAQ at 7,345.29 points for the NASDAQ Composite. So once again, you got a reaction to the Federal Reserve's dot planning for the next several years. But that didn't hurt energy. And what have I been telling you about energy, folks? Watch those gas prices. I'm telling you, these goddamn oil, goddamn barrels are going all the way up. I told you. Let's take a look at WTI sweet crude, okay? 24 cents increase on the day, a percentage increase of 0.37%, closing out WTI sweet crude at $65.41 per barrel of WTI sweet crude. Let's go ahead and get to Brent crude. It is also up 20 cents, a percentage increase of 0.29%, closing out Brent crude at $69.67 per barrel of Brent crude oil. We've got gasoline up today, 0.10%. Natural gas up today, 0.45%. Heating oil up today, 0.34%. Let's go ahead and get to the metals, shall we? The metals! Let's get to the goddamn metals! We've got gold up today, folks, because, you know, you got a lot of little uncertainty, you know. When the investors get spooked, a lot of the times they go to gold for some safety. That's what's happening. That's what's happening in the metals today. Gold is up $11, a percentage increase of 0.83%. Closing out gold at $1,332.50. Per troy ounce of gold. We've got silver up today, 14 cents, a percentage increase of 0.83%, closing out silver at $16.56 per troy ounce of silver. We've got copper up today, 0.64%. We've got platinum up today, 0.39%. Let's go ahead and get to agriculture. Grains, let's get to corn. Corn is up 0.07%. Wheat is up 0.06%. Oats is up 0.32%. Rough rice is up 0.90%. Soybean is up 0.32%. Soybean oil is down 0.09%. And canola is down 0.06%. Now, just a heads up for some of you commodities traders. Once again, this Friday is supposed to be the implementation day of the tariffs on China, as it pertains to the steel and aluminum. Now, China, I have read, have already outlined certain commodities that they are going to tariff or possibly not buy as much of. And one of them in particular that I heard that the Chinese finance minister say by name is the soybean crop. The soybean crop that they will either curb their intake or charge a tariff, something that will affect the soybean market. So for you folks that are commodity traders or ETF traders, take a look at a potential short for Friday. I'm not saying, I'm just do your own due diligence. I'm just trying to, all you guys out there looking for opportunities, we know that the tariff for the steel and aluminum that Trump is implementing will hit China on Friday, and I have read the Chinese minister say that they're going to come back and do something with soy specifically. I don't know whether or not they're going to have a tariff on it. They're going to buy less of it. Something's going to happen. So just watch that price. Watch that, those percentages of soy, all right? And that's the last thing we need out here is more soy in America, for Christ's sake. Anyway, let's get to soft, shall we? We got cocoa bouncing back up again. It is up 1.77%. We've got coffee.
Hey, dude, you know, just don't talk to me. Don't talk to me unless I have my coffee, dude.
Shut up, you stupid hipster fruit! We got coffee down today, 0.08%. Sugar! It is up 0.88%. Orange juice is down 0.18%. Cotton is down 0.59%. Lumber is down 1.41%. Rubber is up 0.27%, and ethanol is up 0.62%. Let's get to livestock, shall we? We've got live cattle. It is down today, 1.49%. Hey, vegans, continue to not eat meat, all right? Continue to not do it. Add more vegans. I'm loving the price of beef, baby. I'm talking grade A premium beef. You understand that? Yeah! You stupid vegan fruits. Anyway, cattle feeder is down 0.94%. And once again, folks, if you're ever in a grocery store, you're ever in a shopping mall, and you see these fat jelly-ass bastards riding in a hover-round, when they back up, they do that beep, 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 beep. I'm talking those assholes. I'm not saying confront them. I'm not saying you should say anything directly to them. All you got to do is pass by them and say, "Humboldt." It's as simple as that, man.
Fat, greasy-ass, smelly, stinky, salmon-smelling Humboldt.
Simple as that. Simple as that, man. All right, and now that we've gotten that all out of the way, lean hogs is up 0.62%. And that, my friends, is the markets for your ass, all right? All right. Anyway, folks, look, I am not drinking today, so for all you idiots that are going to, you know, say, "Hey, Josh, what are you drinking?" I'm not drinking. I'm drinking a cola. All right, that's what I'm drinking. I'm drinking a damn cola. Or what do you idiots out there up north say? I'm having some pop. I'm having me a can of pop. Would you like a can of pop? I've got some pop in the refrigerator. I got a glass of pop. So that's what I'm having here. So no drinking. All right. That's why I sound a little sober. I'm sounding a little bit more cerebral, you know. But I want to be honest with you. Before I get to these damn shout-outs, I am not in a very good mood. All right. Not in a very good mood. And I will leave faster than you morons say, "Hey, what happened to Radio Graffiti?" If you freaking piss me off. You understand that? If you all piss me off, I'm not joking around. We're gonna have some problems, okay? Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and get to some chat room shout-outs. Before we get to the Gab shout-outs, we've got to get to the chat room shout-outs. So before we get to the chat room shout-outs, I want to say what's going on to the chat room. And if you don't know how to be a part of this chat room, well, by God, all you got to do is go to my Gab account right now. Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores. Go to Gab, Politics Ghost, and hit the subscribe button, baby. Hit the subscribe button for premium content. And once you do, just private message me on Gab with your Discord chat name, and I will give you a personal invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. And by the way, tomorrow we're going through a True Capitalist Radio chat room audit. So for the five or six of you assholes that haven't re-upped this month, you're out of here! You're out! So enjoy it while it lasts, you milky lickers, all right? Enjoy it! And to those that re-upped, props to you. We're having a freaking contest just for you guys, all right? Anyway, with that being said, before we get to chat room shout-outs, let's go ahead and listen. And look, man, I'm telling you, this chat room, there's people who talk about politics. There's people who talk about crypto. It's not a bunch of tards, all right? It's not a bunch of tards in here. I promise you. It's not a bunch of tards. So with that being said, let's listen to what the True Capitalist Radio chat room has to say in the voice chat. And by the way, I will be in this chat room live in the voice chat right after this show. I will be in the voice chat live right after this show. So go to my Gab, check out my Gab, and subscribe, baby. Subscribe. Anyway, go ahead and put these milky liquors on, engineer. All right, go ahead and put them on, for Christ's sake. Here we go. Up for Christ's sake. Good God. I promise there's not a bunch of tards, all right? I promise. Anyway, hey, engineer, do we got any goddamn chat room shout outs to be had here? All right. Well, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get to some chat room shout outs right now. All right, who do we got here? We've got Spectre in the house. Wife's cat for lunch. Oh, shut up, you idiot. Why'd you do it, ghost? Why did I do what? Why did I do what? Vladimir J. Trump, you shut up! Shut up! Don't even go there. That's what the leftists are saying. Vinegar's pick caught in? What the hell does that mean? Vinegar's pick caught in. I don't understand what the hell that means. Vinegar's pick caught. You son of a. Not again! Yeah, Karen, you great asshole! Not again, you racist bastards! I'm serious, man! Why do you all make me say this racist crap? Why do you all put sounds and words together that make me say racism, man? I'm not racist, you sons of bitches! I'm a melting pot of friendship! I'm a nice guy! Ah! I just don't understand this! For the goddamn life of me, I don't understand this, man. I don't! I'm not in the mood for this stuff. Give me the mic! I'm not in the mood for this stuff, man. I'm not joking. I'll end the goddamn broadcast if you people keep putting up with it. I'm not joking. I'll end this broadcast and go to a damn bar. All right? Have a better time than to be berated and besmirched by a bunch of troll terrorists and cyber vermin. I'm telling you, keep this crap up. Keep this goddamn crap up. Reggie spells backwards, spells what? Reagan? Reagan's backwards spells what? I don't know what the hell it spells, you moron. And shut up, I'm not saying that ghost parody of Alex Jones. No, Alex Jones rips me off. Shut up. USA Unite for Future. Yeah, no kidding, man. 2 years of Nick Ardrey. 2 years of Nick Ardrey. What the hell? Man, listen. Look, I know it's real funny, you stupid assholes. Listen to me, man. I am not in the mood for this garbage. I'm serious, man. I am not in the mood for this. I'm not, man. I'm not in the mood for this garbage, man. I'll end the broadcast. I'll go to a goddamn bar, have some freaking hot wings, and guzzle down about 3 or 4 goddamn gallons of beer. All right? Jesus Christ, I'm not kidding around. Who else we have? We got the Texas Martyrs, Mark. I don't know what the hell that means. TCR for Facebook Media. Hell no. Sydney Grows. Yeah, real funny, you stupid moron. Just shut up. Sticking my Jew groin in 42 coin. Oh, shut up! Shut up about 42 coin, man! Look, man, I'm not joking around. I will end the broadcast. If you don't believe me, keep this shit up, man! I'll end this damn broadcast! Give me the mic. These are freaking horrible names, man. I mean, look at this. Look at this. Bomber missed a Jew. What does that mean? What does that mean? Bomb by Bomb West? Oh, you son of... Good God! You macabre assholes, man. Look, I don't want to do this show today, man. If this is how you guys are going to be, I don't want to do this show today, man. I don't. I'm at my wit's end here, man. I do this freaking broadcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and every goddamn time it's the same shit. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I'm tired. Should take the rest of the damn day off. Give me the mic. I should take the rest of the day off. Anyway, we are now 3 minutes into the second hour of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I'm your host, the man they call Ghost. Yada, yada, yada. Look, I'm telling you right now, man, I don't feel like doing this damn broadcast right now. I'm not joking. I'm not joking, man. We should be conducting serious business out here, and all you troll terrorists and cyber vermin assholes want to do is jerk around. We're in serious times, ass clowns. We're in serious times. And you all just think it's a big joke, just like the joke you call a life. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of this crap. I'm sick and I'm tired and I don't want to do this broadcast. I'm telling you, I don't want to do this broadcast. Give me the damn mic, man. You know something, man? I mean, I know that I'm supposed to be like, hey, spread the show link around like wildfire and all this crap. You know what? Don't. Don't. You think I want any more of this crap? You think I want any more infestation of the cyber vermin? You think I want any more of that? I'm serious. Do you think I want any more of this? Good God, man. Anyway, listen, folks. I know I'm getting off keister here, and I know I may be, you know, talking a little bit of garbage here and things of that nature, but I'm tired of this, man. You know? I mean, how much longer could anybody do this? I've been doing this garbage for 10 years. And these people don't go away. They think it's funny. They think doing all this garbage is a big joke. It's funny, man. It's tearing a hole into my stomach. It's tearing a hole in my stomach, man. And every time I do this goddamn part of the broadcast, I just want to start drinking. I want to start drinking and drinking and drinking, and you can see why. You can hear why. Ugh. You can hear why. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not doing any more chat room shout. I'm disappointed in each and every one of you scumbags in the goddamn True Capitalist chat room. I'm disappointed in each and every one of you. Look at this. Bike sales are booming in Texas. I mean, what kind of macabre crap is this? What is this? Austin Bomber is Texas martyr. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up, you son of a bitch! Shut up! Shut up! I just, please, just shut up, man. Just please shut up. Just shut the hell up. I don't even want to do the show, man. Give me the mic. I don't even want to do this goddamn show, man. You know what? Put the chat room in chat room martial law. Put these idiots in this chat room in the goddamn chat room martial law and put it right now. God. Oh, jeez, man. I'm just so sick. I'm so sick. And now I've got to do this gab shout out. Now I've got to do this gab crap, right? I mean, I'm sitting over here. I've written production notes right here. I've written production notes that I handwrite myself, man. And what do? I try to make the goddamn show a little bit interactive. And this is the kind of garbage I get, man. So, look, I guess I got to go do gab shoutouts now, right? I gotta do gab shoutouts. And for you ass clowns that want to get a gab shoutout live right here on the broadcast, go to my damn gab account right now and like the post that states True Capitalist Radio now live. Listen in. Like the post that states True Capitalist Radio now live. Listen in. And if you like that post, I'll give you a goddamn gab shout-out live right here on the broadcast. I don't know why, but I'll give you a goddamn gab shout-out, you sorry sacks of crap. Hey, engineer, do we got any goddamn gab shout-outs to be had? All right. Without any further ado, let's just go ahead and take some stupid, idiotic gab shout-outs right now. Yeah. Shut up! What's going on to BN King? Who else we have here? We've got Clopping the Ghost. You sick son of a bitch. Emily Elephant. I don't know what the hell that means. There's a porn of Ghost as a Pony. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to say to something like that? There's a porn of Ghost as a pun. What am I supposed to say to that sick shit? What am I supposed to say to that? I hope whoever made that pornographic material as me as a pony, I hope you get injected with cancer on the cock. I hope you get injected with cancer on the cock, you son of a bitch. Give me the goddamn mic. Jesus, man. I don't want to do this broadcast, man. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not joking around, man. I don't want to do this broadcast. First of all, I have no beer, okay? I've got no beer. I've got no booze. I've drank it all. So I can't use that to take the edge off because these goddamn troll terrorists and cyber vermin are getting on my goddamn nerves. All right? I'm serious, man. Good God. I don't want to do the bro. I'm serious. I don't want to. I'm sorry, folks. I mean, I got a whole bunch of crap to talk about today. I have a whole bunch of crap to talk about, but you know what? I don't really want to do it. I don't want to do it, man. All right? I'm serious. I'm so pissed off. I can't believe that this is what I've got, and people that are listening, man. You know what today is, folks, you ungrateful pricks? You know what today is? Today was the day I came back and started the broadcast again 2 years ago. And do you people care? Do you people give a crap? No! 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 Today, I came back and brought back the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And do any of you care? Do any of you get two rat's asses? No! 2 years ago today, I came back and did this broadcast. And this is the kind of thanks I get, man. I give you everything of me. My heart, my friggin' heart, my soul, my sweat, and this is how you people repay me? This is how you people repay me 2 years later? 2 years later? This is the kind of crap I get? 2 years! 2 goddamn years I came back today! And does anybody give a crap, man? Does anybody care? Does anybody care anymore? Give me the mic! Let me tell you scumbag something, man. In 2016, I came back because I was going to do whatever I had to do to make sure that Donald Trump got elected. And I did a whole bunch of stuff. Look back in the archive. Look back in the archive in 2016, and I'll show you. It's documented. It's time, dated, and stamped. And once Donald Trump got elected, what happened? Once Donald Trump got elected, everybody fell asleep. Everybody started playing video games. Everybody started waxing their character goddamn anime, for Christ's sake. Nobody's listening anymore. Everybody's turning into a goddamn leftist. Just look. Look at all the asshole kids on TV. Look at all the leftists. Look at the people in the deep state. Look all around you. It's communism, you stupid scumbags. It's fucking communism all around you. And you people don't give a crap. 2 years. 2 years I gave, man. What do I got? What do I got? I got nothing. I've got a fan base who makes fun of me, who disrespects me, my family, who want me dead. I'm sick, man. I'm so goddamn sick. I just can't. God damn it. Damn it. Fuck me, 2 years anniversary, man. 2-year anniversary of what? Of what? Jesus Christ, man. So sick. I'm so sick, man. Give me the mic. You know, I'm gonna end the show, man. And you know what? I don't know when I'm coming back. I don't know when I'm coming back. I don't know when I'm coming to hell back. I'm just so sick and tired of this shit. Every day, man, I've got to look at the depressing news of the lack of progress that we have done, man. For one step forward, we take 3 steps goddamn backwards, man. One step forward, we take 3 goddamn steps backwards, man. It makes me sick. It makes me sick, man. I mean, all this fucking energy, all this time, all this effort, man. Everybody thinks it's a joke. Everybody thinks it's a fucking joke. Give me the mic. Look, I'm just going to get the hell out of here, okay? And I don't know when the hell I'm coming back. I'll still be in the chat rooms. You can still find me in there. But, man, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. I'm just so sick of doing this crap. Every goddamn day. And no one's taking a serious situation that's right before our very eyes. No one's taking it serious. I'm sick of this, man. It's my 2-year anniversary today. 2-year anniversary. So I'm getting the hell out of here, man. Go, you know, all you people out here that are laughing, like, yeah, go ahead and then, yeah. Well, you go screw yourselves, all right? I'll be in the damn True Capitalist Radio chat room in an hour or something. I got to get some freaking booze. Or I might go to the bar. I might get some chicken wings. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. But I sure as hell am not going to be besmirched by you people any longer. I deserve more respect. Do you understand me? I'm a capitalist. And I deserve the respect. According to that goddamn title. I'm a capitalist, you sons of bitches. I'm a goddamn capitalist. If you want to be a part of the chat room later, fine. Go to my Gab. Politics Ghost. Hit the subscribe. If not, I don't give a crap. I'm out of here. And all you troll terrorists and cyber vermin, you ain't heard the last of me, you phallic-fluffing, seat-sniffing, turkey-tit-having, testicle-inseam-measuring, socialist long-head-sucking, piggish power-bottom, Jared Fogle flapjack-titted, transsexual turd-burglar-looking, sphincter-fingering, enema-bag-cleaning, chicken-eating corn boy. You ain't heard the last of me. You ain't heard the last of me, you son of a